Good morning, everyone, and welcome to our message for the 27th of December 2020. And the message has been provided by me this morning. Start you off with a New Year's quiz. A boy told his father, "Dad, if three frogs were sitting on a limb that hung over a pool and one frog decided to jump into the pool, how many frogs would be left on the limb?" The dad replied, "Two." "No," the son replied. "There are three frogs. One decides to jump. How many are left?" The dad says, "Oh, I get it. If one decides to jump, the others would jump as well. So there are none left." The boy said, "No, Dad. The answer is three. The frog only decided to jump." Does that sound like last year's resolution? Great inspiration, great resolutions, but oftentimes we only decide. And months later, we are still on the same limb of do nothing. Ecclesiastes 3 verses 1 to 13. "There is a time for everything and a season for every activity under heaven. A time to be born and a time to die. A time to plant and a time to uproot. A time to kill and a time to heal. A time to tear down and a time to build. A time to weep and a time to laugh. A time to mourn and a time to dance. A time to scatter stones and a time to gather them. A time to embrace and a time to refrain. A time to search and a time to give up. A time to keep and a time to throw away. A time to tear and a time to mend. A time to be silent and a time to speak. A time to love and a time to hate. A time for war and a time for peace. What does the worker gain from his toil? I have seen the burden God has laid on men. He has made everything beautiful in its time. He has also set eternity in the hearts of men, yet they cannot fathom what God has done from beginning to end. I know that there is nothing better for men than to be happy and do good while they live, that everyone may eat and drink and find satisfaction in all his toil. This is the gift of God." Solomon is telling us that God has a plan for all of us, and a cycle for everything we are planned to do in accordance with his will. To do all that life demands of us, we must find balance. The first thing we have to do, if we're going to have balance in our lives, is discover our purpose. What is your purpose in this world? This is the core question of our lives. If we have not thought seriously about this, we haven't taken life seriously. Many of the problems in people's lives would be settled if they understood their purpose in life and lived it out. The Bible says, "If we live, we live to the Lord, and if we die, we die to the Lord." So whether we live or die, we belong to the Lord. Romans 14 verse 8. If it is true that we belong to the Lord, then we have the obligation to live for the Lord. As the word says, "Do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have received from God? You are not your own. You were bought at a price. Therefore, honour God with your body." 1 Corinthians 6:19 to 20. Our lives are not our own. They do not belong to us. They belong to God. The grand purpose of your life is to know God and have an ongoing relationship with him that brings him glory in the way you live your life. The Bible says, "For we are God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do." Ephesians 2 verse 10. What is your purpose? It is to know God through his Son, Jesus Christ, and live for him. Your purpose is to do as much good as you can for him and others. You are not here to serve and please yourself. You have a higher calling. Your primary purpose here is not to be successful or have a wonderful career. Your purpose is not to be happy in your earthly accomplishments or earn a lot of money. Your purpose is not even to find love and have a wonderful family. The Bible says, "But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you as well." It is not that these other things are not bad. They are not. It is just that they cannot come before the main purpose for which you were created, to know God, glorify God with your life. When you get that straight, then the rest will fall into place. Second thing you have to do If you're going to have balance in your life, is establish priorities. You may have a firm grasp on what your real purpose is in this world. You may understand that your life belongs to God and that you are to live for Him rather than yourself. But now you need to understand God's specific plan for you. Begin by asking yourself, what are my gifts? What are the specific talents and interests that God has put into my life? How can I use this to fulfill His purpose for me in this world? The reason these questions are important is that you may be doing many good things, but you may not be doing the things that God has in mind for you. Your area of interest may be the gift that God has given you to promote growth and influence for His kingdom. And the third thing you have to do if you're going to have balance is plan. You can understand your purpose and set your priorities, but if you have no plan on how to make it happen, it's not going to happen. Nothing is going to happen until you make it happen. It is too easy to let life sweep you along and your agenda be filled with urgent little things of the day. If you are not deliberate in planning out your life will drift and life will just happen. You want your life to happen on purpose. If you can't get everything done, it is because you are trying to do more than God wants you to do. You have just enough time to do what God wants you to do. Ephesians 5:15-20. Be very careful then how you live, not as unwise but as wise, making the most of every opportunity, because the days are evil. Therefore do not be foolish, but understand what the Lord's will is. Do not get drunk on wine, which leads to debauchery. Instead, be filled with the Spirit. Speak to one another with psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. Sing and make music in your heart to the Lord, always giving thanks to God the Father for everything, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Finally, I ask you to consider if the new year could actually speak to you. This is what it might say. Here I am, the new year. I am an unspoiled page in your book of time. I am your next chance at the art of living. I am your opportunity to practice what you have learned about life during the last 12 months. All that you sought and didn't find is hidden in me, waiting for you to search it, but with more determination. All the good that you tried for and didn't achieve is mine to grant when you have fewer conflicting desires. All that you dreamed but didn't dare to do. All that you hoped but did not will. All the faith that you claimed but did not have. These slumber lightly, waiting to be awakened by the touch of a strong purpose. I am your opportunity to renew your allegiance to Him who said, "Behold, I make all things new." Happy New Year. God bless you all. Amen.